As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
The Athletic.
Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Football Briefing from The Athletic. It's Tuesday, the 7th of May. I'm Ian McIntosh, and on today's show... An incredible night for Crystal Palace. Rather less so for Manchester United.
They were comprehensively outthought and outfought by a Palace team that is high in confidence.
Julian Lopetegui agrees terms with West Ham.
He's also turned down a number of opportunities since he's been out of work. And perhaps most notably, Bayern Munich.
And Everton aren't out of trouble yet.
This is the Daily Football Briefing with Ian McIntosh.
Do not ask for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for Manchester United. Misery heaped upon misery, sorrow piled upon sorrow. There is no dawn, there is only darkness. This is Manchester United. What's worse, that they were utterly vanquished by Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park, or that they now suffer the ultimate indignity? Even Chelsea are above them in the league table. It was 4-0, but it could have been more nil. United were weak, insipid and wet. In all the years of meandering mediocrity since the retirement of Sir Alex Ferguson, has it ever been this bleak? A dead-eyed team, assembled at eye-watering cost, remunerated far beyond their value, savaged at the hands of a side that have spent most of the season glancing nervously at the gaping maw of relegation. Carl Anker was there. He may never get over it.
I don't know what to say, really. I don't know what to say. That was chastening, humiliating performance from Manchester United. They were comprehensively outthought and outfought by a Palace team that is high in confidence and were toying with them in multiple parts. Casemiro had two innocuous moments in this 4-0 drubbing. He was given twisted bud by Michael Olise in the build-up for Palace's first and in Palace's fourth goal. Daniel Munoz gave him a body check that you can politely describe as footballing's young eating footballing's old. Casemiro has dribbled past 8 times at Selhurst Park, and he is no longer looking like the football player he was last season, let alone the football player that won 5 Champions Leagues at Real Madrid. However, this is not just one player being bad. This is a number of players being deeply underwhelming at a time when United were injury depleted and just lacking so many things. Palace's fans chanted "your effing expletive" to United players.
West Ham United have agreed terms with the former Real Madrid and Spain manager, Julian Lopetegui. The 57-year-old reportedly rebuffed the advances of Bayern Munich in order to replace David Moyes, who will leave the club when his contract expires at the end of this season. Now, some people would say that in securing 2 top 7 finishes and winning a European trophy, Moyes has wildly overachieved at West Ham and should stay. But they're probably not the same people who have to pay over £1,000 a season to watch his football. With more on this story, here's The Athletic's David Ornstein.
Well, no sooner had the dust settled on West Ham's chastening defeat at Chelsea on Sunday the news began to emerge about their managerial position on Bank Holiday Monday. And it was that the club had reached an agreement on personal terms with Julen Lopetegui. He has quite a CV that includes Real Madrid, the Spain national team, Sevilla. He's also turned down a number of opportunities since he's been out of work. And perhaps most notably, Bayern Munich, as they tried to fill their vacancy ahead of the departure of Thomas Tuchel. And I revealed on The Athletic on Monday that Bayern Munich had made a last-ditch call to Julen Lopetegui to explore his situation. But ultimately, he had already committed to West Ham. That's where he wants to go and continue his managerial career. Many will find that staggering that somebody would favour West Ham over Bayern Munich. That will give West Ham some cause for real optimism if and when this deal gets finalised. So, a busy day at West Ham United.
You're listening to the Daily Football Briefing from The Athletic.
Oh, Everton. No other club in the world seems so adept at turning advantage into disadvantage. They spent the back end of the 1980s pushing for a Premier League. They've guzzled at its cash teat every season since its inception in 1992. They spent over £500 million on players between 2016 and 2022. By rights, they should be one of the richest, most successful football clubs on earth. But just over a week after they completed yet another escape from relegation, their future remains in the balance. Prospective owners 777, whose takeover of Everton is still subject to approval from the Premier League, the Football Association and the Financial Conduct Authority, well, they are already having a bit of a time of it. Their Australian airline Bonza went under down under last week. They are the subject of several lawsuits over disputed loans and claimed payments, but now they've been accused of fraud by a pair of London-based asset management companies. Now, 777 have declined to comment on the claims. It's all very messy. So I highly recommend checking out Matt Slater's piece on The Athletic. Spoiler alert, it concludes with the line, "It has to be over. This must be the end." Now, he's talking about the chances of 777 completing their takeover, but still, you do wonder. There's Champions League football on tonight, just the small matter of PSG's attempt to overturn a single goal deficit against Borussia Dortmund for a place in the final. You can catch that on TNT in the UK or Paramount Plus in the US. There's also Bolton versus Barnsley in the League One playoffs. That's on Sky or ESPN Plus. If you need something else to listen to, The Athletic FC is taking a good hard look at Real Madrid and asking, why are they so dominant this year? Check that out wherever you get your podcasts. There are new Totally Football Show episodes too, and a whole raft of Athletic Club podcasts. That's all for today's Daily Football Briefing. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your producer was Mike Zimmerman. Adam Leventhal will be with you tomorrow. But in the meantime, have a splendid Tuesday.
The Athletic.